Welcome to Virginia's Community of Learning. I'm Karen Richardson. This podcast features the resources that were talked about in the February 2006 edition of The Vital News. The Vital News is a newsletter for participants in the Virginia Initiative for Technology and Administrative Leadership, but the newsletter is available to anyone online at Virginia's Community of Learning, www.virginialearning.org. The February 2006 newsletter featured several websites related to astronomy. The article feature is called Heavens and Earth. The nights have been clear and I find myself looking up a lot. Orion is splashed across the winter sky while planets shine on the horizon. I know I'll probably never break the bonds of Earth beyond the cabin of a 747, but I love looking out at the cosmos. And the World Wide Web helps bring the cosmos to me as well. The astronomy picture of the day is a NASA-sponsored website, and honestly, folks, the URL is too long to try to tell you, so just Google it, astronomy picture of the day, and it'll be the first link that comes up. This was one of the original websites when the World Wide Web really first started taking off, and it takes advantage of the internet in a really simple but, I think, powerful way. Each day, they post a picture related to astronomy. On the day I stopped by, the photo was an amazing image of an Icelandic volcano erupting under a sky filled with the aurora borealis. The description of each of the photos or images is hyperlinked, so viewers who might be interested are directed to sites that include additional information. It's been online since 1995, the archives are available, and it's published by two professional astronomers. NASA also sponsors an Image of the Day website, too. Again, just Google it and it'll come right up. And here's a quick note. I discovered as I was poking around that most of the images on the NASA website are in the public domain, so they can be used pretty freely by people. You can read their copyright notice online. For instance, some of the astronomy pictures of the day are copywritten to whoever submitted those pictures, but the NASA pictures themselves, pictures of astronauts and Mars rovers and those kinds of things, are available for you to use, publish, so on and so forth. The second feature actually comes from Megan Joni, two of Virginia Community of Learning volunteers who wrote this review of Google Earth. The headline is Google Does the Earth. You can read more of their review at the Virginia Learning website. Google Earth, the URL is earth.google.com, updates Keyhole software with a whole new wardrobe, according to Megan Joni. Possibly the most interesting free download that they've ever used with their students, Google Earth wraps satellites' images around a three-dimensional model of the Earth. Students experience bird's-eye view firsthand as they drop from space and zoom in on a selected location. The control panel allows you to zoom in and out, tilt, and rotate a la a flight simulator. The Google Earth website also offers frequent updates. For instance, just days after Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, there were NOAA overlays of the affected areas. Updated images of the areas affected by the earthquake in Pakistan are just a button click away. Free download, which also is now available for the Macintosh computer that just started in January, and also for Windows, are available, and system requirements are also available. Again, earth.google.com. Finally, Earth and Sky is a daily program devoted to astronomy. Their URL is earthsky.org. And the website's filled with information, including nightly viewing charts, tips for sky viewing, and even a podcast. You can listen to the radio programs online or find out where they're broadcast in your area. In addition, the site serves as a portal with links to other web-based astronomy resources. The last page of the newsletter always features something to read, as well as something just for fun. Under Good Reads this month, we're featuring the free online textbook called Teaching Every Student in the Digital Age, Universal Design for Learning. It's available at the Center for Assistive Technology, or CAST, which is www.cast.org. The book itself can be found by going to CAST and then looking for the Teaching Every Student book. Published by David Rose and Ann Meyer, this book introduces readers to the concept of Universal Design for Learning framework, a new way of thinking about teaching and learning that takes into account current brain research and what it means for how students learn. In particular, Rose and Meyer focus on the use of the new media technologies because of their flexibility in meeting the needs of various learners. The book itself demonstrates this multi-access philosophy by providing various ways of interacting with the text, from a more traditional text-based format to a version called the Universal Learning Edition that includes a variety of different online tools for highlighting and note-taking. Strongly recommend the book. I think Universal Design for Learning is a concept that, as we really do try to meet the needs of every child, can be very helpful for us. And then finally, just for fun this month, I've focused on a website that provides 360-degree views of various famous sites in Britain. They're called Virtual Tours of Britain. I quote Harold Macmillan, "Britain's most useful role is somewhere between bee and dinosaur." And I've always longed to go to the United Kingdom. Remember, I was an English major in college. I've read all the great British writers. I want to wander the moors, visit the Tower of London, and look for King Arthur. But for now, I'm stuck at the United States, which is why I absolutely loved the virtual tours at British Tours Limited. The URL is easy, www.britishtours.com/360. You can take in a 360-degree view of places like Abbey Road, made famous by the Beatles, Christchurch, Oxford, made famous by Harry Potter. Of course, you can visit Stonehenge, and there's a nice view of the Roman baths in Bath. Have fun. A quick visit across the pond might be just what you need to fight the February doldrums. This has been the podcast for the Virginia's Community of Learning. Thanks for listening.